This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or you can text 701-226-8503. It's time for Wednesday Wheels, friends, brought to you by Pucklick Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Valley City. Your chance to hear about and take a look at one of the sharpest sets of wheels in the Northern Plains. Two great stores, one in Bismarck and one in Valley City, where this week's featured vehicle is a 2014 GMC Acadia Denali. Only 46,000 miles. The Denali package gives you all the goodies. It's all-wheel drive, pearl white, cocoa brown leather interior. On the lot, it's $30,995. But if you tell them you heard on What's on Your Mind, they'll take $1,000 off. $29,933. Check it out online at PucklickValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. Also, a big selection of mint condition one-owner vehicles, and you'll save a ton. And most of the time, they know who owned it, who bought it new. They know the story behind the vehicle. Today's Wednesday Wheels 2014 GMC Acadia, $29,933. If you tell me you heard about it, on What's in Your Mind. Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC. Where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City, online pucklich.com and pucklichvalleycity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 7 after the hour, Scott Hens in New York City. Might have caught him on Fox and Friends a little earlier today, and there's a Fox and Friends after segment. I forget the exact name of it, but you might be able to catch him on there as well. Gary Abbott is coming in tomorrow, and then Scott will be live from New York City on Friday. Meanwhile, we're interrupting Ron Ness's cell phone call here. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hannon today on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks, Todd. Wes is waiting for our call at that number, Todd, so if you'll make sure that we get that number to him.
Done.
Okay.
In Manny's capable hands now.
All right. We will get him on the line. I just got a text, Todd, from Minneapolis and a lifelong Vikings fan. You know, we should all start preparing ourselves. Super Bowl exclusive hospitality opportunity to watch your own Minnesota Vikings play in the Super Bowl in their own home stadium. It's going to happen. Now,
I mean, nine and two without Bradford, without Teddy, who knew, right?
But and a running back.
So exactly. I mean, there's anytime you start having those kind of injuries and
there's
stuff.
There's going to be a bit of a dilemma for all of us North Dakotans if you've got, we've waited our whole lives for a Minnesota Vikings Super Bowl win. And then, of course, if they play Carson Wentz in the NFC Championship or something. That'd be a tough call for a guy.
I mean,
but,
Carson can have 12 touchdowns as long as we have 13. That's fine.
I'm gonna have to agree with you. It's time for us to hang a banner.
Exactly.
So, very exciting to have the Super
I've
Bowl.
I've seen four Super Bowl trips, but I just want to see a Super Bowl win in my lifetime, especially if it is in Minneapolis. How cool would that be?
It would be worth the wait. Maybe not. So we've got the Vikings doing well. We've got Carson doing well. Of course, the Bison are at home this weekend on their way to. I think they're going to be back in Frisco this year. So great football ahead for us in the month of December.
It's called the North Dakota. NDSU South Campus in Frisco, Texas.
Yeah. Absolutely, great opportunity. So Wes, are you on the line?
I'm right here.
Good morning, Wes. Wes Peck is the principal geologist at the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks. He's a born and raised North Dakotan from Williston and has been at EERC for a number of years. And Wes, you are the manager of the Carbon Safe program, and this is a program that is extremely exciting. We're talking about North Dakota lignite coal being sequestered into the ground around some of our lignite fired power plants, and there's also something going on with Red Trail ethanol out in Richardton. So why don't you describe to us what the Carbon Safe program goals are and how long you've been working on this, and then what's your big steps going on here this month?
Sure. I'll try to make it as succinct as I can. The Carbon Safe program that we competitively awarded from the Department of Energy started in the summer, this last summer. And one of our major goals is to determine the feasibility of storing captured CO2 from North Dakota's power plants, their lignite-fired power plants, into the deep subsurface. So as part of that project, we need to know more about the subsurface here in the Mercer and Oliver County region. And so we are drilling two test holes to extract some cores of rock from about a mile down to study that rock to find out how amenable it would be to put CO2 into it if that were to become a case of necessity, a business case that the North Dakota power companies, the lignite companies, would want to pursue. So right now, there's a rig being set up 2 miles north of Golden Valley. We start drilling tomorrow, and we're excited to see this project up and going. In January, we're going to move the rig over to 2 miles south of Center, North Dakota, and repeat the process and get some more information from that region.
Got a great text log going on here with Todd, who was interested in about outside the thermally mature Bakken areas, and he's asking, are the wells being drilled by Center and Golden Valley, are you going to log those wells and look for other hydrocarbon shows, as you know?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we are going to run as many logs as we can afford to run up and down that hole. Since we are going, I mean, it's a big information gathering operation, so we'll certainly be running logs through that. They're about 6,000 feet deep. We're in an area that had exploration back in the late 80s and early 90s. So there are some dry holes in the area that some folks had optimistic hopes of finding some hydrocarbons, but we're not expecting to find any, but if they're there, we'll find it through our logging process.
So as a geologist, give us a little picture of how far you're going to be going down, into what zone, and that nearest producing well. I believe there are some producing Bakken wells on the very western edge of Mercer County. But,
you got to go to far western edge of Mercer, you pick up the Bakken activity. The stuff that was explored for back in the 80s and 90s would have been more Mission Canyon type targets. We're going to go down, like I say, about 6,000 feet. There's a formation down there called the Broom Creek Formation. In some parts of western North Dakota, it's used for saltwater disposal. Not in this region, although the Antelope Valley Power Plant, the DTC guys, just down the road here, do use it for some wastewater disposal. It's about a 300-foot piece of sandstone that extends across most of southwestern North Dakota. Has some really good properties for putting materials in, like wastewater from a power plant, or in our case, if it works out, CO2 that's captured from a power plant. So we're going to drill down and core out the entire thickness of the formation so we can understand how uniform or ununiform it is in its nature and determine its ability to accept injected fluids. So down to the Broom Creek, also known as the Minnelusa for folks who work in the Wyoming and in North Dakota areas. If we get down to the Center North Dakota area, there's even fewer offset older wells to use as a guide, but there are a few down in that area too.
Our guest is Wes Pack from the EERC, and he's talking about the Carbon Safe project, of which they're going to be drilling two wells. These wells are, I assume, permitted by the North Dakota Industrial Commission, just like any oil well would be permitted. Wes, is that accurate?
Yeah, exactly the same permit system all the way through. We had a hearing in front of the Industrial Commission for them to approve of our wells. As much as possible, all the resources for as far as vendors and contractors are all local. So we really like that, working through from Grand Forks and across the state to keep the business in the state as much as possible. And so we have businesses right here in Beulah that are providing the fuel and other support infrastructure coming from domestic companies here, right here in the state. So yeah, all the appropriate bells and whistles and have been adjusted, and all the I's have been dotted and T's have been crossed for our wells.
Wes, one of the things that we're going to be working on over the next year and focusing on at our Williston Basin Conference is really all those other targets that we're discussing here outside of the Bakken. We've been producing oil for 70-plus years in this state, and really not until the last decade were we producing much of anything from the Bakken. So there are a lot of other zones out throughout the entire Williston Basin. The Bakken, of course, is at about 10,000 feet. But we've had Madison, Red River, I believe there are somewhere around 12 or 14 different zones that we really haven't gone back into with this type of technology. So your test and what the other companies are looking at as they drill through these zones is always of interest. So, Wes, we're going to keep you through the break, and we're going to talk about an education opportunity that presents itself up in Oliver County with these rigs when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Remember when Democrats knew cutting taxes creates jobs?
We can take the proper action in the proper time. This can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right time to make tax cuts, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. A creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries.
Do the Democrats in Congress today really like writing welfare checks more than creating paychecks? Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp understand a JFK Trump tax cut will create jobs in North Dakota, paid for by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and Freedom Works Foundation, Washington, D.C.?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503. Scott Hennebeck, Friday from New York City, and then in studio Monday, Tomorrow, Gary Emineth will be in. It can be difficult to complete your daily activities when your diesel truck or tractor is out of commission. Instead of taking your vehicle to some regular auto shop, well, wait a minute now. How about a diesel specialist? DAC Diesel can do that for you. You can count on the expertise of DAC Diesel mechanics to fix up your diesel vehicle in no time. The owner grew up in auto repair trade, specifically diesel vehicle repairs. 20 years of experience he brings to every job. Hi, CJ. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Todd?
Fantastic. Just telling folks that you bring 20 years of diesel experience, not just sitting there changing gasoline engine oil filters and stuff. You're a specialist.
Yes, no, I specialize in diesels. I prefer the big trucks, but we do everything, and it's something that it doesn't matter if it's an old 6.2 Chevy diesel or if it's a C15 Caterpillar engine. I mean, we do it all here still.
To me, 6.2 isn't old. I'd go back to cubic inches and not liters. I hear this. 6.2, that's old. All right, I guess we crossed the threshold. 6.2 is old now.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of 6.2s floating around there, but when the National Guard brings their trucks down to me, you know, they still have a lot of those old 6.2s and, you know, their one-ton shop trucks and all that, so.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Well, fix it, but yeah, don't replace if it ain't broke, right?
Yep, exactly.
CJ at DAC Diesel in Bismarck, how do we get a hold of you? Where do we find you?
Yeah, you can look me up on the web at DACDiesel.com. That is D-A-K, so DACDiesel.com, or you can call me at 258-5011 or on my cell at 210-0888.
All right. Call him, CJ, DAC Diesel, Bismarck. Diesel specialist for over 20 years. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
Have a good day. Appreciate it. 23 after the hour. And Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council is the guest host specialist on What's in Your Mind Today, or whatever we're going to. What's your title going to be today?
Well, lifelong Vikings fan, right?
There we go. Oh, yeah.
Have I got the deal for you? I just got through my text, and I looked it up.
Okay.
You and 11 of your friends can get a Super Bowl suite at the Vikings Stadium for about $150,000. Or you could take 23 of your friends, $550,000, to watch your Vikings win a Super Bowl. I think I'm going to watch it in my basement.
I'm not sure which is more far-fetched, the fact that I have that much money or have that many friends. But
So somewhere between $150,000 and $550,000 for a suite.
So Ron, that's the thing, we're going to give it away here in What's in Your Mind, and you can call Ron, and we'll fill the suite up there, and Ron's going to have room for me.
We should have had a contest to figure out what that would cost. I had no idea.
That's why you get a corporate sponsor. That's how you do it.
Wow. So we are going to continue our discussion with Wes Peck from the EERC.
Wes is going to cut that check personally himself, right?
Wes, if you find a way to capture CO2 from North Dakota's lignite-fired power plants and sequester it and ultimately get into North Dakota oil fields, there will probably be somebody out there that would take you with them to the Super Bowl in one of those great suites. So tell us about, so you're going to have a drilling rig, a full-scale Bakken-type drilling rig up in Oliver County. Starting when?
The Oliver County one is just after the first of the year.
Okay, and so you've got the other one in what, Mercer County?
Is in Mercer County, just north of Golden Valley, a couple of miles, and that one will start drilling tomorrow.
So if you're up in that area, you've got an opportunity to go out and take a little peek at a live drilling rig operating a little closer to this area than we've seen in a long time. And how about some of the education opportunities you're providing to the schools and in that area, Wes?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we've made contact with Hazen, Beulah, and Center High Schools about field trips to the drilling sites to see things in action. We're also offering up in-class presentations on our project, how we go about executing our project, talking about the integration of lignite country with coal country with CO2 and its use in enhanced oil recovery potential in the western part of the state. Talking to the North Dakota studies groups all the way down to fourth grade about the relationships that we can develop in the future here between those two major pillars of North Dakota economy. So we're really, really happy that we've gotten good responses from the teachers. Hazen folks there, the physics class might come out, all four of them, and we'll talk about all the high-tech instrumentation that goes into drilling and logging a hole in North Dakota.
Well, that is a tremendous opportunity to get those schools some real firsthand expertise and look at what their STEM classes are providing in terms of opportunities, and a lot of kids will be inspired by that. So congratulations for providing those opportunities. We hope those schools get out there, and it's something that really people from all over the world would love to see. And as discussed, we've got a group of Fargo entrepreneurs out in the Bakken today, and we're hopefully going to hear from one of them later this morning. But it's a great opportunity. So we're talking about the Carbon Safe program here, capturing CO2 off the lignite-fired power plants, drilling some test holes to see about storage of that carbon. Wes, this is part of a very much bigger picture you guys at EERC have been working on for a very long time. How does this particular piece fit into that?
Yeah, the Carbon Safe project itself is focused on the subsurface storage aspect of it. We have other projects there that are underway, and others that we're hoping to win through our competitive process that will focus more on the capture side of the from the power plant. And then altogether, we're hoping that we can integrate all of our programs and how we can best move this material, the CO2, to the western part of the state to turn it into a high value commodity, something that will stimulate additional oil production from our legacy fields, those old Madison and Red River fields from the 60s and 70s and 80s. And then also at the ERC in Grand Forks, we're looking to crack into how we can use CO2 into the Bakken and get those extra percentages of OOIP recovered and boost North Dakota's economy even further.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic project and something that certainly everybody in North Dakota that uses electricity and it's extremely important we continue to have these power plants run and we look at the new technology. So thanks for your time today, Wes, and we will be back
anytime
right after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. More What's On Your Mind on the way.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too. so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. Stay nourished. Smoked ham and cheese on White's Deli Club or oven roasted turkey and cheese on Wade. Either one. Retails at $2.29. King size Mars or 69 cents. Jack Lynx sticks, 2 ounce, $1.89. Cheese at 3 ounce bags from Kellogg's or 79 cents. And Red Bull is 2 for $5. That and so much more at the red, white, and blue sign of PetroServe USA. 27 before the hour. Todd Mitchell, Gary Amendeth coming up on What's New Mind tomorrow. And Scott Hannon live from New York City on Friday. Ron Ness is in today here on What's in Your Mind.
Well, thank you, Todd. And we have Cam Knutson, a Bismarck native who lives in Fargo, who is live on a drilling rig in McKenzie County, North Dakota, I believe. Cam, are you on the line?
I am. Good to be on, Ron.
How's your morning so far? Are you seeing anything new?
It's been fun to get out here. I mean, we're learning a ton. There's been, we have a group that's very eager with questions, and my mind is kind of boggled, to be honest. It's pretty amazing all the work that has to happen to when you're drilling these wells. It's unreal to hear about the technology and the people behind the scenes. So we're having a really good time. There's a lot more to learn, but it's fun to be a part of it.
You guys have a full day. You're going to see so much today. And I had the honor of having Mark Zuckerberg on a rig this summer, and he was the same way. He had so many questions. It was just one after another. So I encourage you to keep pressing the people that are giving you the tours with all of your questions. But what's the one or two things that you've seen thus far in just a couple of hours out there and that probably surprise you coming out of Fargo and looking at what's happening in the Bakken?
I think one was the changes for the community. So we were in Dickinson last night and then drove through Kildare and just talking about the impact those cities had when populations in some cases, more than doubled. And what that meant. So the way the communities responded, that was really interesting. And then out on the rig, just talking about the difficulties of drilling 2 miles down and then 2 miles horizontal. It's pretty amazing the technology and what these guys are able to do. So it was fun talking to the guys behind the scenes that are doing it. And then I posed the question of how much has this changed in the last 5 years? And I thought it was great to hear that it's changed a lot. I mean, they said it's even in 5 years, it's come a long ways, and they're getting a lot more efficient. They're doing these a lot faster, and so I think that's all positive that the industry keeps moving forward and getting more efficient.
And from the drilling rig, I believe you're going to be going to see a completion crew out on a Bakken well, and then into Watford City to meet with some of the city leaders.
Yeah, we are. So I don't have a full agenda down probably in my head just along for the ride, but I know that Watford City is coming up here pretty soon. So I'm eager to go see that. I haven't been there since I was in sixth grade, so it's been quite a while. So it'd be good to go see how that community has changed over the past 15 and 20 years.
Well, certainly it has changed a lot just in the last several years and in so much infrastructure. But, you know, congratulations to you and all of the group that's with you from Fargo and taking the time to come out and see for yourselves. And that's what we love to tell people is, you know, take the time. You hear a lot. People talk a lot, but there's a tremendous opportunity to get in your car in North Dakota and go spend a day or half a day just driving up and down those wonderful communities and seeing what Watford City and Williston and Stanley and Newtown and all of those towns have to offer. And in addition, you get to see a whole lot of stuff you probably haven't seen before coming from eastern North Dakota. So thanks for getting out, and I hope you have a great day, and you can find some business opportunities and share what you've learned with people back in Fargo.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would certainly echo that, Ron. I mean, I would encourage anyone to come take a look. This is a big part of our state, and it's pretty easy if you're not living out here to not know much about it. But already in the first couple hours, it's, you know, my mind is just spinning with the thoughts about how much is happening out here. It's fun to see.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, and we will get a report from you guys when you get back. So thanks a lot.
Perfect. Thanks, Ron. Take care.
Thank you. We're going to move on to Dobbs Thompson, the Vice President and General Counsel with Crestwood Midstream. Dobbs, are you on the phone?
Yes, sir, I am.
Crestwood is a company that's probably not very well known to most people across North Dakota. And do you want to give us a little bit of really the big picture about Crestwood itself and then specifically about all of your operations in North Dakota that you've put together over the past number of years and then we'll talk about what you specifically have going on moving forward.
Yes, absolutely. So two quick issues. I happened to catch a cold over the Thanksgiving holiday, so I apologize if my voice is a little nasally here. And second issue is, as a lifelong Green Bay Packer fan, I'll try not to hold you two Viking fans too much to
we
say.
Have got you this year, buddy.
Okay, you know, I was at the game in Minneapolis, and as we're coming out, a Packer fan was complaining about the whole quarterback thing. Some other fan, I don't even know who it was, some other Viking fan said, well, now you know what it's like to be a Minnesota Viking fan. You've got to do it without your starting quarterback for a change.
Ouch. Excellent. We're getting to it. Gentlemen, we appreciate the opportunity to join you and your listeners today. As Ron mentioned, Crestwood is not a relatively household name. We're based out of Houston, Texas. We operate in all of the major shale plays throughout the United States. However, our core areas are the Bakken, the Northeastern Marcellus, and the Permian Delaware Basin. Specifically there in North Dakota, we have two primary assets. One is our Colt Hub in Epping, North Dakota, and the other one is our shining light, and that is the Arrow Gathering System located on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, primarily in the community of Mandaree. I think much like a lot of the other companies and Continental you had on the phone here earlier, is we also suffered a little bit during the decrease in commodity prices, but we used that opportunity to begin an intensive strategic repositioning to strengthen our balance sheet and improve our financial flexibility. Specifically, we paid down approximately $1 billion in debt, de-risked our larger portfolio, and divested in continue to divest our non-core assets. The good news there is that all of the capital we have raised through those divestitures is all being pumped back into North Dakota and primarily into our Arrow Gathering System.
Dobbs, one of the things that's impressed me about Crestwood is you are operating in the Mandaree area, the west segment, and throughout the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. And Crestwood was the recipient of the Community Engagement Award from the North Dakota Petroleum Council this past fall, and for some of the activities that you've done up there. You want to talk about that particular award that you got and what you've done, and then I know a couple weeks ago you had a major Thanksgiving feast for the community in Mandaree, which was I attended the previous year, and it was a tremendous feed, by the way, but it was a great community effort on your behalf.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that, Ron. We were very proud and honored to be the recipient of that award last year. The three affiliated tribes are actually the largest landowner on our gathering system. We find it an honor and a privilege to work on the reservation. The three affiliated tribes are 100% our partners in our endeavor, and we really enjoy working and operating there and love all of the people. Crestwood has 100% a culture of giving that's instilled in everybody from our CEO and founder, Bob Phillips, down to our lower employees. We're a relatively small company, but our commitment to the communities in which we operate and live is frankly unparalleled. It's just something that is instilled in everyone here. As you mentioned, since 2015, we have provided and served food at an annual Thanksgiving feed in the Mandaree community. It's a fantastic event. We also contribute a number of gifts along with the West Segment Tribal Councilman Randy Phelan there, and auction those, or it's not auction, raffle those away during the event. And it's actually so popular that we typically serve over 600 individuals in a community that is houses 420 individuals. So, for example, this year we provided 300 pounds of mashed potatoes alone. It was pretty incredible. Mandaree is also, as I mentioned, one of our primary operating areas. So we have contributed $1 million to the construction of a Mandaree Head Start facility there in that local community, and are leading the charge to raise the rest of that capital so we can have that building up and operational before the school year of 2018. We broke ground earlier this year.
Well, I know that Councilman Phelan and all of those folks around Mandaree greatly appreciate the all of the different things that you're doing for that community. And you also own a large rail facility. I believe it's the Colt Rail Facility out by Epping, North Dakota, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And what other operations, how many employees do you have in North Dakota today? It's kind of an amazing story, the investment that you guys have made, and I've been surprised by your scale and how quickly you've ramped up.
Thank you. So we acquired the Arrow Gathering System in November of 2013, and to give you a sense of the capital that we thought it was worthy of investing there was approximately 60% of the gas on that system was being flared. When we acquired that system, within a year, we reduced that to less than 10%. Since that time period, we have continued to invest in the Arrow Gathering System as well as the Epping Colt Hub. And right now we have over 160 employees in North Dakota.
We're going to, after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about the, some of the flaring issues that have increased again in the month of September. We hope some of that was a temporary, a lot of plants down, but there's going to need to be a lot of additional investment into the natural gas infrastructure. As an industry, we've spent about $13 billion thus far capturing the gas. But it seems like the gas, what we call the gas-oil ratio, seems like that as we drill into the core of the Bakken and we get these better wells, we're seeing more and more gas production, and we're going to have to continue investing in that gas processing facility, the pipelines. Today, you guys are operating, one gas processing facility?
Yes, we actually this week have started to commission what we call our Bear Den Plant Number 1, which is located in McKenzie County just outside of Watford City. When that is fully in service, probably in the next few weeks, that'll process approximately 30 million cubic feet of natural gas a day.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what that will do to those flaring numbers on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation with Dobbs Thompson. This is Ron Ness, and we'll be back after these messages.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Henlon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Link's Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather, emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Santa. Every time he says thunder, you say Santa. My Pillow would be the perfect thing for, and have one out for Santa, as a matter of fact. It makes a fantastic Christmas gift. 10-inch mattress, too. So not just the pillow. I mean, it's good for your head, but your whole body. It's made in the USA. Three unique layers giving you the comfort and support you need to fall asleep and stay asleep all night, guaranteed. If you go to MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Get up to 50% off anything you buy at MyPillow.com. And, of course, buy one, get one on those MyPillow Classics. An extended 60-day money-back guarantee on through March 1st, 2018. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 10 before the hour, Ron Ness is in for Scott Hannon on What's in Your Mind.
And, Manny, thanks for that wonderful bumper music. Anybody with Bison tickets this weekend is now in the game mode as you hear the that's really the Bison song as they come marching out of the tunnel. So we're all fired up for a great Bison weekend headed and hopefully the next 3 weeks ahead, Bison home games. So our guest this last segment is we're continuing our discussion with Dobbs Thompson. He's the Vice President and General Counsel for Crestwood Midstream Partners, a company that's really made a large footprint in North Dakota in a very short period of time, been one of the major players in terms of capturing natural gas on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. Dobbs, we were kind of walking through just exactly how significant this plant is coming at a time in which we're struggling a little bit again with ensuring that we have gas processing pipelines and gas processing facilities to process this natural gas, which is a byproduct of the Bakken oil. So you're in the process of putting a facility and pipeline system online, which is going to capture what amount of natural gas that has not been captured prior to today.
Yeah, so to give you everybody a little sense there is one of the reasons that the flaring in our area has increased recently is our system has reached capacity, and our system going to our current processor was also reaching capacity. Our processor was One Oak, and they just didn't have any more capacity to process any more natural gas. So we had to take a two-step process to that, and that was expand the capacity that we could take into our gathering system as well as find an immediate as well as an intermediate option to begin processing our own natural gas to make sure that flaring number continued to decrease. So to give you an example, at the end of this year, we will be capturing in our gathering system approximately 100 million cubic feet a day of natural gas, and we will be, within a matter of days or weeks, we will be processing 30 million of that per day.
And ultimately, your plans, this is a gas plant that is capturing primarily natural gas off the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation, transporting that via pipeline into your facility in McKenzie County, and you have plans to expand that plant as well going forward?
Yes, sir. So the immediate processing capacity of 30 million cubic feet a day that's going to be coming on in a number of weeks is what we refer to as our phase one, and we are currently in the process of permitting and getting the authorization to construct what we call phase two. Phase two will increase the processing capacity by approximately 120 million cubic feet a day to at the end of 2019, we will be processing a total of 150 million cubic feet a day. One of the other important aspects about that is at that point in time, we will be processing 100% of the gas coming from our gathering system, which means the capacity we were previously using at other gas processing facilities will become available, allowing more gas to be processed at those facilities, further reducing flaring at those facilities or flaring from gas that would otherwise go to those facilities.
And the key to all of this discussion is this is really right in the core and the heart of the Bakken, in northeastern McKenzie County around the Keene area into the west segment of the Mandaree area, and exactly what we needed, and very timely, and thrilled to see that you have these plants coming online and just really putting all of this in perspective, the numbers that we're talking about here, up to 150 million MCF. A decade ago, that was probably more than the entire state of North Dakota was producing in terms of natural gas. And this is now just one new plant that we're going to see come online certainly in 2018. In addition to this, we've got Oasis Petroleum, which is doubling a plant, on the other side of McKenzie County. And, but we're going to need to continue to have, more of these facilities come online. And, that also means, Todd, that we're going to need more of our students and folks going through the Bismarck State College power process training facilities, because these are tremendous job opportunities. The operators out on each of these plants.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of people, Dobbs, I don't know if you're prepared to discuss the workforce opportunities up there, but you've got a great facility in your Keene office there, and you're going to need a bunch more operators, I suspect.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have several full-time employees, both at our plant that's opening up now. We're going to need more as the second plant comes online, always looking for people that have processing knowledge and background. As you indicated, Ron, it's going to be an area of continued growth throughout Western North Dakota and elsewhere, and highly encourage young people.
All right, Dobbs, we're going to wrap up the show today. Thanks for what Crestwood is doing, and we look forward to more investment. And Scott will be back on Friday. Tomorrow, Gary Emeneth is your host, and Todd, as always, thank you for your help today, and have a great day.
My pleasure.
Everyone.
Thanks, Manny. Thanks, everyone. What's on your mind?
Remember when Democrats' new cutting taxes creates jobs?
We can take the proper action in the proper time. This can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right time to make tax cuts, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. A creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries.
Do the Democrats in Congress today really like writing welfare checks more than creating paychecks? Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp understand a JFK Trump tax cut will create jobs in North Dakota, paid for by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and Freedom Works Foundation, Washington, D.C.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.